Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
.412 Pensacola Right Now. I hope everybody is sufficiently full this afternoon.
Right.
Happy Thanksgiving Day to you, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. And we appreciate you letting us in on this special day today. You had a nice Thanksgiving, right?
Yes, I did. And you yourself had one as well,
absolutely.
Correct?
You know, I'm sufficiently full. I'll be good till I get home to the turkey and ham sandwiches tonight.
Yeah, that's the leftovers.
That's the best part of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Eating those darn leftovers.
Longevity.
Then talk to me. Here's what we'll do. We'll talk on Friday and ask me that question. Or not Friday. Let's say Monday.
Right.
Don't show me any turkey and don't show me any ham. I've had enough.
Yeah, you'll get sick of it after
enough,
a few
had
days.
Had enough. Hey, but I do hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Thanks so much. Just remember, AAA is really busy this Thanksgiving holiday weekend through 6 a.m. Monday. Their free tow-to-go program is in effect, offering impaired drivers and their vehicles a safe way to get to their ultimate destination. Make plans for a safe ride home first. Here's that number to call if you need it. 855-286-9246. And remember, it's not the primary number to call.
Right.
It's the backup number to call. So don't overwhelm that system. But again, real quick, it's 855-2-TOW-2-GO, 855-286-9246.
Now, Chris, did you watch the Macy's Day Parade?
Every bit of it.
Okay.
Well, I did. I watched every bit of it because Hoda Kotb, I used to work with in New Orleans when she was at WDSU television over there.
Yeah. And this was around, what I'm about to describe happened at around, I believe, 8:30 our time. And luckily, it didn't last long. Mm-hmm. But around 20 pro-Palestinian protesters are now under arrest briefly stopping the parade in New York City. The group jumped the barricades, and they caused a delay of only around 5 minutes. As I said, not too long. Many of them sat on the ground and chanted Free Palestine, and others held banners that read, Don't Celebrate Genocide. The parade crowd booed the protesters and cheered as police took them away. And this is now the second year in a row that we have had pro-Palestinian protesters stop the parade.
Yeah, and they're going to eventually learn that you don't get in front of Santa Claus. Period. Don't
right.
care who you are, what you are, you're not going to get through this thing because the crowd will go nuts on you. They did go nuts on them.
It's just like when they sit on like midfield during like a football game.
Yeah.
No one
Come
cares.
On, take it outside. Do it at whatever you have to outside. Get out of my face. But that's what happened today.
Yeah.
And you know, you can't say it was the New Yorkers because there primarily were the New Yorkers doing it, but there was, you know, visitors, 3 million people on the streets today.
Really?
Of New York City.
Wow.
Well, you know, when Mardi Gras rolls on the Saturday before Fat Tuesday, which is Endymion Saturday, there's over 1 million people on the streets of New Orleans.
Really?
So there's a lot of folks. And let me tell you, hats off to NYCPD today.
Yeah, it took care of
nice
it.
Nice job.
And as we said, not a long delay.
Nice, nice job. Let me go ahead and get you into the mode here. And thanks for the lead-in, because it was an estimated 3 million people filling those streets in Midtown Manhattan for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Fox's C.B. Cotton has a recap for you.
Perfect holiday combo of music, performers, all our favorite characters, larger than life. The NYPD tells us for the second year in a row, multiple people were arrested, people protesting the war in Gaza, trying to disrupt the parade. Police officers quickly moved in and got those protesters out, not far from where we're at on 55th and 6th Avenue. Other than that, the parade has really gone smoothly today. It's been a whole lot of fun. We saw Santa Claus as the grand finale. I didn't get to speak with him directly, but I just have a feeling I'm on the good list this year.
All righty.
OCB.
Yeah. You rascal. Just past 4:15.
She's
here.
One of the hardest working women in the business.
Yeah, so she probably is on the good list.
She
good
really
her.
Is.
All righty. Getting our first quick check of the roads and weather this afternoon. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. That's expert guidance, personalized plans, your health, your way. Again, that is insuredbyricky.com. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. That's typically how it is on holidays, not too many people having to travel home from work. But if you are on the roads right now, thank you for being safe out there. Also, as for the weather, 67 degrees right now, so it's already getting chillier, low 48 tonight. There's maybe going to be a slight chance of rain, about 40% throughout the night. But come Friday, shouldn't be too severe. What you're going to have to worry about on Friday is the cold weather. High of 59, low of 39.
You know, I was surprised because there was a lot of traffic on Highway 98, Gulf Breeze Parkway, heading eastbound today as I was coming in. I came in around 12:30 or so. And a lot of traffic. I was surprised.
Really?
A lot of businesses open. I was surprised. It didn't feel the same. Something was different about it. Hey, I've got something coming up today around 4:45. This is interesting. Ladies and gentlemen, you probably remember the name I'm getting ready to tell you. Her name was Hannah McKenzie. Hannah used to be a Channel 3 reporter many years ago. I had a chance to work with her when we were over at ECOA launching the recycling facility. We did the story. I remember standing out at 4 a.m. in the morning with no lights in the facility. We had to use our headlights from the car to do the story. But Hannah is coming up. She's got a story. She has gone on to big and great things. She's down at our Fox station down in Orlando, WOFL Channel 35 down there. She has a report for us today. About a great Florida holiday homeless event. And,
really?
And you're going to enjoy that. 4:45 coming up today, News Radio 92.3.
And it's good that Chris has brought up that theme because we're going to go to a quick break here. But when we return, we do have some news regarding Pensacola residents having a new curbside recycling option next year. Yeah, I got Mayor D.C. Reeves, his details on that, and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
New South Window lives southern weather, and our products are designed to keep the intense heat out and the cool air in. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. That's why our energy-efficient windows and doors are made, installed, and guaranteed for life.
For a limited time only, save 35% off on New South Windows and Doors. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to learn more.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
You're listening to the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year.
News Radio 92.3.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
All right now. You can get anything you want at Allison's Restaurant.
Oh, Arlo, News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. You know what? We had that story this last week, didn't we, about Alice dying?
Yeah, we had the story about that song because you told me, and yeah. I didn't know this before you told me.
Yeah.
But that song is associated with Thanksgiving because in the song it takes place during Thanksgiving.
Sure it does.
And I had a texter, I think it was yesterday, drop in and say something about playing that song on Thanksgiving.
There you
go. So that'll be our first and last bumper song of the day.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's a good one.
Yeah.
Might as well go out with a bang, right?
Exactly.
Hey, I got to tell you, I just talked to you off mic here. I'm concerned about my neighbors because I have this almost like about an 8 or 9 foot Santa. It's one of those animated Santas. Had it for years.
Right.
And the kids love to come over in the neighborhood and talk to it because he goes, ho, 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 you know, how you doing, you know.
Yeah.
And the kids love it, man. They come from neighbors around. I left him on today. all he's doing now is going, ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, he's talking your ear off.
The neighbors are going to probably shoot Santa. I'll probably go home and Santa's gone.
Yeah, we'll touch on that tomorrow on Black Friday.
Gosh, we'll have a report, let me tell you. But I just thought about that. I have doggone left Santa on the front porch. Here's some good information. I want to pass this on to you because it comes in the theme of being nice during the holidays. And what I'm talking about, after years in Chinese prisons, 3 Americans are free and home today. Fox's Christian Goodwin has more on this.
President Biden speaking about the 3 American citizens who were wrongfully detained in China, arriving back to the U.S., saying he's really happy they are home.
I spoke with all 3 of them. You know, one was there only 3 years, but he was for a life sentence. Other than one was there for, I think it was a total of 20-some years. Anyway, they long, long stay.
48-year-old Mark Sweden was facing a death sentence on drug charges, while 60-year-old Kai Lee and 78-year-old John Lung were imprisoned on espionage charges. Their release, part of a rare prisoner swap with Beijing. The Chinese government announcing the U.S. returned 4 people to China, including at least 3 Chinese citizens it says were held for political purposes. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
My goodness. All right. Yeah, as you said, Chris, glad to hear that they are home
safely,
just in time for the holidays.
Can you imagine how their families feel today?
Relieved.
Euphoric.
Yeah, absolutely. 425 on the dot here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Just traffic and weather updates brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Well, based on what I can see, it looks like we don't have to worry about dialing them up right now. The roads are looking pretty smooth. Don't make a liar out of me. Be safe out there. But as for the weather, we're already seeing those temperatures drop a bit. We knew the low was going to be kind of low this evening, sitting at 48 right now. But our current temperature is 67, so we're going to see that coolness get in. To your Friday, where high is going to be 59, low is going to be 39.
All right, so when do you actually put the tree up?
Man, depends on who you ask. My grandmother typically starts decorating tomorrow. And my family's probably not going to be that quick with it. But heck, if you're asking me professionally, I helped put up that tree earlier this week.
Well, I'm asking you because the age old question has resurfaced: when to put up the Christmas tree. You know, a lot of folks have, like yourself, you have different ideas about it. Mine's been up for about 2 weeks now.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, I know when Tyler was in the military and we had it for Christmas and he was gone and he wasn't home for Christmas, I left the tree up for a whole year, saying that I was not going to take it down until you got back home. So he got home, needless to say, took the tree down. But anyway, this weekend, actually a pretty darn good time, put that tree up. Now, there is no set time to de-Christmas the house. Some people believe it's bad to, just bad luck to leave the decorations up beyond the Feast of the Epiphany on January 6th, King's Day. That's when King's Cakes go on sale officially. anything around that other time is fake. So if you don't have a religious reason to favor a date, take it down when you're ready to take the darn thing down.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's kind of like wearing white. You know, they say after, what is it, after Memorial Day or so?
Maybe.
Don't wear white because it's in the fall or whatever. Who cares?
Yeah, I don't know.
White? People, we're not going to wear those stinking white.
Sometimes we just bleed into some superstition
Absolutely.
Hinted at this before the break. Here's some good news for you, especially if you're someone like Chris with an ECUA background and environmental consideration. Yeah, I got the ECUA jacket on right now, actually.
Now they're going to come at me. They're going to come after me. Hey, you were supposed to turn that on.
Pensacola residents will have a new curbside recycling option next year. Mayor D.C. Reeves says the city has received a grant from the Recycling Partnership, which will allow them to add AI-powered advances to their program, such as a camera that can ID contaminated recycling bins and automatically send a note to the customer about the problem. Reeve says many residents wondered if recycling would ever come back, and he's happy to say that it will.
I got to tell you, there's some, I'm not going to get into it in great detail here, but ECUA has got a bunch of smart people. Bruce Woody and his team, absolutely incredible brains that are working for our local area here in Escambia County. So I know the fluoride issue is coming up here. ECUA, they max the fluoride limits from 1 to like a 0.5 limit. ECUA's always done the 0.7 in between to make everybody happy.
Right.
Things are changing. It's going to get very contentious here in the next few weeks as it's being brought up that I think the Florida Surgeon General said, we don't need fluoride in the water, things like this. So it's going to be coming up. I'm going to keep you personally posted on how this thing's unrolling because this is what I talk about.
Yeah,
this is where I came from, and I'm ready to actually tell you the truth about the fluoride situation in Pensacola.
Yeah, and we had a story a little while ago, and when I say a little while ago, I mean like a day or two ago, about fluoride and them ceasing to put it in the water in another part of Florida.
Right.
And it was a big headlining story over there. So that's the thing. Definitely a pretty hot button issue, it seems. Speaking of hot button things. It's that time of year again. Holiday shopping is well underway. Amazon trucks pulling double time. And, of course, when you order all this stuff, you got to worry about porch pirates trying to rain on your parade. PPD spokesman Mike Wood recommends bringing packages in as quickly as possible. But if you're not home, he says you should have them delivered to a neighbor that is. Or, if at all possible, you can have it delivered to your workplace. I know, I think my mom has done stuff like that before. So just do that if it makes it at all safer for you.
You know, it's interesting because you just don't know.
Yeah.
You just don't know when they drop off those packages. Was that a friend that was in your yard or you don't know the whole situation going on? And you could be put into a position you don't want to be put in. Anyway, I think the advice is good, what you just talked about.
Yeah.
If you can do it and if you can't do it by a neighbor, take it to your work or so. That is if your work allows you to do that.
Right,
but that's a pretty safe idea. Don't leave it on that. It's and as PPD said, grab it, put it away as fast as possible.
Yeah, because people will they'll try to steal stuff.
Absolutely.
And you may think, oh well, we've got cameras. You would be surprised. These people have no shame. They don't care if a camera's staring them right in the face.
Hoodies is a major contributor to these
hoodie sales
wraps.
Really uptick this time of year, and not just because of the weather.
Yeah, you think about it. Have you seen like the little the door cameras that they have?
Yeah, the rings.
Probably 90% of everybody ripping off the porches have hoodies on.
Absolutely.
Fox News, I'm Paul Stevens. President Biden spending Thanksgiving on Nantucket in Massachusetts, telling reporters what he's thankful for.
Thankful for my family. I'm thankful for a peaceful transition in the presidency, and I'm thankful for the fact that I think with the grace of God and good neighbors, with a little luck, we're going to get some more progress in the Middle East.
Mr. Biden also visiting a volunteer firehouse. The rhetoric heating up meantime over possible criminal migrant deportations by the incoming Trump White House aimed at cities like New York.
We know as of last year, it was about 1,200 arrests that were made, and that has certainly skyrocketed because almost every day you're reading about a crime committed, whether it's robbery or a more heinous crime like rape or even stabbings and murders that have been committed here in the city.
Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis, America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. A new study by TransUnion says this year 63% of millennials, many of whom now have school-aged children, plan to spend the same or more on holiday spending as they did last year. Millennials are also more likely to say their income went up over the last few months and that they expect their earnings potential to increase again in the year ahead. TransUnion polled 3,000 adults in October. State Farm is upping its investment in women's sports with two new deals. The insurance giant announcing that it had signed college basketball star Juju Watkins to an NIL or name, image, and likeness deal. The company also announcing it would be the title sponsor of Unrivaled, the new three-on-three women's basketball league. Last year, the company signed its first NIL deal with basketball phenom Caitlin Clark. The markets are closed today for the holiday and will reopen tomorrow. That's Your Money Now.
The outside rush away from the Cowboy defense, which is one area of concern for the Giants' offensive line.
This is the Giants' first lead since their last win. That was week five at Seattle. So here's the kick to Turpin right to left, and Turpin watches this one sail rear third of the end zone. He watches it wilt for a touchback. So rare points for the Giants, who were blanked in the entire first half last week by Tampa Bay. We invite you to tune in to watch all the excitement of the NFL Sunday on CBS and Fox. Check your local listings for games and times in your area. Catch the NFL on CBS and Fox. So let's see how Dallas can respond, because you liked their flow until they faded right in the red zone.
Yeah, they had the great idea to kind of protect their offensive line and their quarterback and get everybody in rhythm. A little bit in the run game, not enough maybe, but it made it easy on Cooper Rush, the play selections.
Works under center, left hash from his 30. Handoff Dowdle, who gets hammered on the right shoulder as he breaks the plane to the line of scrimmage. Pummeled down at around the 32, a gain of a hard two. The hard harm from Raheem Nunez-Roches.
Yeah, good inside. Dexter Lawrence is there to help him out, too. And that's one spot if you're in the Giants' defense. We feel pretty good inside. I like the linebackers, Micah Parson, Bobby Okereke, and the two big guys inside led by Dexter Lawrence. That's pretty good.
Lamb has man. Press coverage outside left. Rush works under center on second and eight. He's 6 of 9 for 56 yards. Dowd on the deep back. Three-step drop. Checking down. Going over the middle. Finds his tight end. It's Schoonmaker, who gets sandwiched by Perry.
DJU winds up looking for Ja'Kai down the field. He's got it. Touchdown. FSU.
The Florida State Seminoles wrap up the season this Saturday night as they host the Florida Gators for the Sunshine Showdown.
Florida takes on Florida State at 4 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware, All Season Service Network, A1 Auto Diesel Repair, DeFranco Gas, and Calvert's in the Heights.
Mom, can I have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. It's Thanksgiving, and so we talked quite a bit about that, including sharing the annual mandatory playing of the WKRP in Cincinnati turkey drop promotion audio, which is hilarious. As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly. Also shared with you kind of a cool story, a little one, showing the functionality of the current Pensacola City Council. Yes, local government can actually work well. And we are live again tomorrow, every day of the year except Christmas, full hours, 5 to 9, Friday for Black Friday on the Pensacola Morning News.
Guy Benson.
There's some significant breaking news on the legal front, which is why we are thrilled to welcome back to the show Andy McCarthy.
Guy Benson, weekdays at 2.
We had Professor Turley on here yesterday talking about how this whole thing might go, how things might wind down or wind up, who knows. When it comes to the various prosecutions of former President Trump, now President-elect Trump.
Guy Benson, weekdays at 2, before Pensacola right now. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. And we're just kind of banging our heads here this afternoon.
With that song, maybe. Yeah,
yeah, I'm awake. I'm awake.
Kind of an intense.
I'm awake.
We're trying to get you hyped.
Okay, triple NFL day today. The first game, Detroit-Chicago. When I left that game, I think it was like maybe just starting after the half, something like that. And Detroit was handling the Bears, just doing fine against them. And then all of a sudden, what happened?
Yeah, it got pretty lopsided, or it was pretty lopsided, and then I feel bad for the Bears because they almost beat the Packers, they almost beat the Vikings, and they just now almost beat the Lions.
Only close in horseshoes.
Yes, it was 23-7, and then final score 23-20. So they staged a fourth quarter comeback, but it was too little too late.
I bet you a lot of Lions fans were just like sweating and just quaking in their boots on this thing.
But I think that made it better. This was supposed to be a rivalry game. Obviously the Lions are, but the Bears as well. They're used to playing on Thanksgiving. This was supposed to have some implications and be a good game. You want it to be a good game. So thanks, Bears, for making it look closer.
What's going on with New York and Dallas? That game got underway this afternoon about 3:30 or 2:30 or so, didn't it?
Yes, got underway relatively recently. There's 10 minutes left in the second quarter. Okay. Cowboys were down 7-3. They have since scored 10. They are up 13-7 on New York. But New York, just got held to a 4th-and-20 inside their own 40.
Okay.
They stink, believe it or not.
The game, I think we really covered this pretty well this past week. The Miami-Green Bay game is going to be your game.
Yeah, that's a game that I see being kind of an upset alert for the Packers, but they're at home. You got to worry about weather conditions and all that, and just two very different seasons. I mean, the Dolphins have had some quarterback issues. They are what's their record? 5-6. Packers are 8-3. So I got to assume Green Bay does pull away in that game later.
You see the forecast, Green Bay. I'm looking at it right now. Winds tonight 10 to 20 miles per hour.
Ooh.
But if you look at the temperature, it's going to be in the 20s.
God, that's going to be miserable.
Aren't you glad that we don't have to be in Lambeau Field tonight to cover that one?
Lambeau, that's one of those that can get rough. You know, we typically think of like Buffalo because Buffalo is miserable. But Green Bay, it's up there for one of the worst places to play this time of year.
Yeah, what they're talking about, we've mentioned about the Cleveland market, the lake effect snow. It comes in, it's really heavy snow. We might see that tonight in Green Bay.
We could, very well.
That's a dream for television programmers. I want you to know that.
Oh, Thanksgiving
pull out
game.
Pull the snow in a football game, you got the viewers.
Well, that's the thing. Thanksgiving game, two programs, or franchises rather, that have a lot of history, successful history, and they're duking it out in a snow game? Oh, that'd be awesome.
I will tell you honestly, I did, and you asked me earlier in the hour, did I watch the parade, the Macy's parade today?
Yeah.
And I did. And I got a late start into the Detroit game because the Detroit game launched at 11:30 and the parade went till 12 noon. So I missed the first.
Some overlap there.
Yeah, first quarter or so in the game. Okay, games tomorrow. A couple of games. Let's talk about them real quick. Mississippi State, Ole Miss. I'm all over Ole Miss on this one.
I think Ole Miss wins, but I want to say as of this morning, they were favored by like 27. There's no chance they win by that much. No chance.
You don't know if Jackson Dart's on or not.
Well, but also, Mississippi State's played teams tougher. This has been described, and it was this morning, as Mississippi State's bowl game.
Yeah.
Because Lord knows they're not making a normal one.
Sure.
So they're just trying to ruin Ole Miss right now. It's known for being a hate-filled rivalry, arguably the most hate-filled, known for obscene gestures and celebrations.
Some good
fights.
Old boys there.
Yeah, some jawing and everything. So
some what?
Jawing. Yeah, jawing. Talking back and forth, talking smack. The thing is, this is going to be one heck of a game. I think it'll be closer than the spread implies, but I'm still taking Ole Miss.
Hey, here's a game I'm interested in. The Georgia Tech-Georgia game, that could be an upset.
Absolutely it could. If that were in Atlanta.
It really could, yeah.
If that were in Atlanta, I may take Georgia Tech to win it, but it's not.
Athens.
Yeah, so that's one of the main reasons I'm taking the Bulldogs here. But once again, I think they're favored. They may be favored by 3 scores, and I just don't know if I agree with that.
Okay, coming up during the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to dissect the SEC for Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
How the games kind of roll out there, and of course, kind of focus on the Florida FSU game and the Auburn Alabama Iron Bowl game. We'll talk about that next hour during about 5:35 or so on News Radio 92.3.
All righty. Also wanted to touch on this, just also in our sports scene here, if my mouse would scroll. Don't know why it's giving me trouble here. All righty. Did want to touch on this. L.A. transit officials are asking President-elect Donald Trump for billions of dollars to fund transportation projects for the 2028 Summer Olympics. Mayor Karen Bass and members of the MTA board have sent a letter to Trump asking him to earmark $3.2 billion in his 2026 federal budget. Previous requests for funding from the Biden administration were denied. Local officials worry that time and money are running out to complete the projects that are in progress. A projected 10 to 15 million ticket holders are expected to attend the L.A. Summer Games.
Listen, I know if you're a parent of a military woman, man, whatever, serving our country, I know how you feel during this time of year. And it's kind of that hollow feeling.
I bet.
It is. You look over there at the seat where either your son or daughter has been sitting, but they're serving our country and you're very proud. Well, as many across the country celebrate Thanksgiving, some U.S. service members are sending their best as they spend the holidays away.
Hello, I am Captain Amanda Eldridge. I am a 15 Bravo UH-60 Mike pilot stationed here with 3227 Assault Helicopter Battalion, and I want to give a Thanksgiving shout out to my family back home from Morristown, Tennessee, and my spouse back home at Fort Cavazos, Texas.
Hey, I am Sergeant Para Fabian. I am with 22 Infantry. I am from Iowa, and man, shout out to my wife, always supporting me, and my two daughters. I love them with all my heart.
Oh, my goodness. And imagine being a kid whose parent is off overseas or something. That is, as you said, the holiday has got to be feeling really hollow. I mean, look at it this way. I told my mother that I was going to have to work on Christmas Eve, and that really bugged her. Imagine how parents feel when they're in that position. Well, you don't have to imagine.
No, but I gotta tell you something. You know, I've always enjoyed working the holidays on radio.
Really?
Or on television or whatever, because a lot of people. And thank you for listening, first of all, if you have us kind of cranked up today, we appreciate that. But a lot of people do a lot of button pushing and sampling, and maybe we're catching a few new ears off of work, just hanging out around the house, flipping the radio on, and they hear us, and I hope they like what they hear.
But that's true.
We appreciate them letting us into their house, into their car to spend a few minutes. But I've always enjoyed working the holidays because I look at it opening up to kind of a new audience. So
there's definitely that opportunity. So that's a very optimistic outlook there. I'll give you credit there. Just about 4:45.
I've done it a while.
Just about 4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Once again, looking at the roads here, not seeing too much going on. If you're dealing with congestion, it shouldn't hold you up. Thank you for staying safe out there this Thanksgiving Thursday. As for the weather, still 67 degrees, but it's going to get chilly. Tonight's low.
Oh, I hear you.
48.
If it's below 60, I'm
yeah,
I'm
well,
not a happy camper.
Tonight's low is below 50, and tomorrow's low is below 40, as it's high of 59, low of 39 on your Black Friday.
Does it get any better? Come on, Kimmy, come on, you're doing good.
It gets a little bit warmer on the lows, yeah. But the weekend's still chilly.
Okay, one of the big cases during the Me Too movement has finally been settled. Michelle Polino has the information on this.
Charlie Rose has settled a lawsuit from three former CBS employees who accused the former anchor of repeated sexual harassment on the eve of the trial. Terms of the settlement weren't disclosed. However, in a statement signed by the accusers provided by Rose's lawyer, they said that the case was about workplace interactions, adding, "In hindsight, we realize that different people could interpret the conduct in different ways, and therefore we have resolved the claims. We do not assign any bad motive or ill intent to Charlie Rose." The accusers allege that Rose touched them on their thighs, kissed their cheeks, and made numerous inappropriate sexual remarks. In 2017, he was fired as co-host of CBS This Morning. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Oh, my goodness. Also, Mexico's top economist is claiming the tariffs proposed by President-elect Trump would kill 400,000 American jobs. Mexico's economy minister, Marcelo Ebrard, made the comment yesterday in a news conference with President Claudia Sheinbaum and said the tariffs would also hit U.S. companies producing in Mexico by effectively doubling the taxes they paid. Ebrard noted that 88% of the pickup trucks sold in the U.S. are made in Mexico and estimated that the average price of those pickups would rise by $3,000.
Okay, 30 minutes ago or so, I mentioned to you our good friend Hannah McKenzie, who used to be a Channel 3 reporter here and went on to Orlando's WOFL television, Channel 35 down there. She's joining us today. A woman whose home flooded in Florida has asked county officials to remember those who don't have a home this Thanksgiving and shares the rebuilding process with Hannah McKenzie.
Coming from North Carolina, Teeter and her husband only moved in a few months ago.
This was supposed to be the start of our golden years, and it's anything but golden right now.
Hurricane Milton dumping more than a foot of rain, but it was in the days after that Teeter's home began to flood, taking on several inches of water. But in order to move back in, the septic tank has to be relocated, the HVAC system repaired, and the kitchen completely rebuilt. This Thanksgiving looking a lot different for many. Teeter wants county leaders to see that and hopefully take action.
Yeah, estimated insured losses from Hurricanes Helene and Milton now exceeding $5.2 billion in the Tampa Bay area and throughout the Sunshine State.
Yeah, did her voice sound familiar to you?
Not to me, no.
It sounded like
him. I have a nasty habit of not paying attention when I was getting up in the morning for what time on WEAR was she
on? She did the morning, the early morning show.
How long ago was that, if you had to estimate?
Gosh, 2012, something like that.
Okay, because my parents would have that on every morning.
2012 or so. I'm trying to remember when we opened up the materials recycling center at ECUA, and she was here at that time. But anyway, familiar voice, great lady, very talented. She's down at WOFL Channel 35 in Orlando now. We were touching on homes and different things here. Home buyers, home sellers, watching those mortgage numbers today, I got them for you. Really do. Mortgage News Daily reports the benchmark 30-year fixed up just a little bit, 6.92%. The latest reading on that 15-year fixed rate mortgage, 6.12%.
All right. And just a moment ago, we talked about some of the insured losses that were being estimated throughout the state of Florida. Well, here nationally, FEMA officials say Hurricane Helene could lead up to $7 billion in flood insurance claim losses. The agency's National Flood Insurance Program has already dispersed over $1.4 billion to policyholders affected by flood loss. More than $520 million of this money was in the form of advance payments, and over 56,000 policyholders have filed claims in the months since the storm hit.
You know, I know this morning we were talking at the table about stuffing, dressing or stuffing, and what do you...
Oh my God, my parents were talking about that this morning.
What do you refer to it? You know, there's a great holiday debate, continues, especially on social media. Is it stuffing or is it dressing? It depends, I guess, where you're from.
I've heard.
According to many people, stuffing, here's the definition for you, is when it's placed inside the turkey, and dressing is when it's made outside the bird.
Yep.
Simple enough. What do you call it? Stuffing your dressing? Why don't you text us? I'd like to get some ideas here. 850-437-1620. What do you think it is? Stuffing or dressing? What do you call it?
Well, I for one, call it stuffing. And my mother even said today, it's not stuffing because you're not stuffing it in a bird. It's like, okay, but I've heard people say stuffing, and I always say that over dressing. I've never said dressing over stuffing. And some people will maybe tell you it's a regional thing. I say stuffing. I don't know if that puts me into Southern majority or minority, but either way, that's what I say.
Yeah, I just know that I knocked myself out today, man. I made some really good stuffing dressing, whatever you want to call it, stuffing or dressing. But it came out really well this morning.
All right. 4:50 here. We're proud of you, but my friend.
Thank you.
We'll take one last quick break here.
I would share that with you, no?
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Because here's what you need to know. Regardless of what you call it, Chris does it well.
Well, I try.
When we return, we've got researchers at King's College in London saying that they have found the first new treatment for asthma attacks in 50 years. Got details on that bold claim and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Harris Faulkner is coming to Pensacola. Join Marcus Point Baptist Church for the Spirit of Christmas, featuring Fox News host and author Harris Faulkner. There will be incredible music and life-changing moments at every campus. We will have fun kids programs and prizes, as well as a free meal for everyone. Join on December 8th at 10 a.m. at any of our locations in Pensacola, Beulah, Molino, or North Pace. The Spirit of Christmas, December 8th at Marcus Point Baptist Church, featuring Harris Faulkner.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola tomorrow at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. That is tomorrow at 9:30 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Hill Kelly Dodd wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, this is Joe with Peden Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical wishing you a very comfortable holiday season.
This is Barry Cole at Beret Jewelers wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, everybody. This is Sonia Duguid with Trinity Wellness of Pensacola and now in Pace. And we just want to wish you a very happy holiday. And we're just thinking of all of you. Bye. Happy holidays.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Breakfast table and otherwise.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Thanksgiving Day 2024. Thank you so much for having us on. Thanks for taking us along with you in your car. We do appreciate that. You know, I get fascinated about the treasure. You know, of course, the Tristan da Cunha wreckage off of East Pensacola Heights area. That's really incredible stuff. Now, more stolen, sunken treasure has finally been recovered, and this is very exciting. Fox's John Saucier tells us all about it.
The 1715 fleet, a number of Spanish treasure-laden ships which sunk off the coast of Florida, filled with millions of dollars worth of historical gold coins. 37 of those coins, stolen from the nearly 310-year-old shipwreck, have now been recovered. Investigators tracked illegal sales of the coins over the last 2 years and have recovered them from private homes, safe deposit boxes, and auctions. These 37 coins are estimated to be worth over $1 million, but over the years, millions of dollars worth of gold from the fleet have been found by treasure seekers on Florida's Treasure Coast, spanning from Melbourne to Fort Pierce. John Saucier, Fox News.
All righty, just about 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you for this hour. Let's see what we got here. The roads have been very kind to us so far this afternoon. Typically, holiday traffic is pretty accommodating. Don't be an exception to the rule here. Be safe out there this Thanksgiving. As for the weather, though, it's getting already kind of on the chillier side. It's been 67 degrees here recently. Tonight's low is about 48 degrees. Tomorrow, high of 59, low of 39. That's what kicks off a cold stretch that lasts the better part of a week.
News Radio 92.3. Are you in that cold weather?
I know, right?
It is chilly in this studio.
I'm wearing a T-shirt.
And I've got three shirts on, so it's just absolutely chilly. And even Captain Chris from our Cat Country came over and said, whoa.
Yeah, whoa.
I'm out of here, man.
Yeah.
Looking at the P&S board, this is looking pretty darn nice. We're talking about Pensacola International. Always like to visit the board in the afternoon to see if there's any trouble spots. In case you have to pick somebody up at the airport and your flight may be running late. Not the case today. No delays, no cancellations. Board looks absolutely wonderful. Nice job out at P&S. Also an interesting day today. Earlier today, I got a chance to chat with the folks from the National Hurricane Center. Mm. Picked it up, asked the forecasters over there, okay, here's for chuckles. Tell me about it. What about the cyclone activity? They laugh in my face. And they said, there's none. Forget it. Put it to bed. Hurricane season ends in 2 days. In their opinion, it's over.
All right.
As the 2024 Atlantic hurricane season kind of wraps up, let me just take a look at what we saw this past year. The Atlantic Basin churned 18 named storms this year. Of these, 11 strengthened into hurricanes, and five of those reached major hurricane status, and for the next 6 months, we're not going to have to talk about these darn things.
Well, that is great news.
Hallelujah.
Good news to have on this Thanksgiving.
Can I get an amen?
Amen. And let's see if I can add to it here with the story I hinted at before we went to break. Researchers at King's College in London say they've found the first new treatment for asthma attacks in 50 years. It's an injectable drug called benralizumab.
Sounds great.
Yes, that dampens part of the immune system that flares up in patients during asthma attacks. It's already used in England for the most severe asthma cases, but the research team says it could be used routinely for 2 million attacks a year in the UK alone. They believe it's a game changer that could revolutionize asthma care.
Okay, Ice Flyers dropped a close game to Huntsville Wednesday evening in the Bay Center 3-2. It was the Thanksgiving Eve. $5.
Yeah.
Sold that sucker out real fast. If you want to know how to fill up the Bay Center, say $5.
Yeah, my brother and a couple of buddies were there last night.
$5. $5. Good guys back on the road against Macon tomorrow. Pensacola returns home to face Birmingham Saturday. Puck drop 7:05 in the Bay Center.
All right. You know, I just mentioned how one drug can help with asthma. Well, I got a study here about a drug that could help with something else. A study published in the New England Journal of Medicine shows that a new HIV drug is more effective at preventing infection than PrEP, or pre-exposure prophylaxis. Thousands of Americans at high risk of contracting HIV take these oral medications every day to protect themselves. But researchers at Emory University and Grady Health System in Atlanta, they have found that a drug called, here's another bad one, lenacapavir, okay, which is awaiting FDA approval, works better. It's an injectable.
Sounds great to me.
From California-based Gilead Pharmaceuticals that, when taken every 6 months, provides a 96% reduced risk of contracting HIV. The CDC says that PrEP pills lower the chance of infection by about 74% when taken as prescribed. So, my goodness, outside of some big boy words there, sounds like we got a lot of good news in the medical realm today.
There sure does, and there's also some pretty positive news coming in the political arena as well. A member of the Democratic family dynasty is in line to lead the Department of Health and Human Services in the Trump administration. We can all pretty much guess it's RFK Jr. Mm. Jared Halpern has more on the story.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a longtime environmental attorney, challenged President Biden for the Democratic nomination before ending his presidential bid and ultimately endorsing President-elect Trump. Kennedy has raised controversy for his vaccine skepticism and spreading disproven claims of links to autism. He says as HHS secretary, he will bring down the government's health care cost and lead a crackdown of overprocessed foods he says is contributing to unhealthy diets. Some social conservatives have raised issues with Kennedy's pro-choice stance on abortion. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
All righty. And just as one of our final hitters here, Sean Diddy Combs is being denied bail. The judge overseeing the hip-hop mogul's sex trafficking case made his decision yesterday after both federal prosecutors and Combs' attorneys submitted their final letters Monday regarding Combs being allowed out on bail. He's being held at Brooklyn's Metropolitan Detention Center as he awaits his trial in May. And, of course, he's pleaded not guilty to all charges.
Okay, Cyber Monday. Only days away. Here's some of the favorite early Cyber Monday, Cyber Week dates to remember. Cyber Monday, this Monday coming up, Black Friday, that's the 29th, and Small Business Saturday is November 30th. And coming up this next hour, I'm going to tell you about a story about information about the state maybe holding your money.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.